to take control of the airwaves. Dial in, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You'll find that there are a lot of features there, and they're completely free. So head over, get interactive. In fact, you can actually submit different show prep suggestions to the website for our other listeners to enjoy and for us to look at as far as considering them for on-air purposes. It's a good way to influence the stuff we'll talk about on the radio. You can go to freetalklive.com. When you find something on the internet that you think our listeners will enjoy, you just submit that URL to the site, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike your submission. And the most liked will make it to the front page in the top of the website. So head on over there and get interactive. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Corby is in Texas. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I have a weird coincidence today, and I wanted to tell you about it.
All right, sure.
Okay. I was listening to your podcast yesterday about the jury nullification, and one of your callers was saying the downside of it is the possible racism in dismissing, you know, racist murders about that Emmett Till case, which I had never heard of, which is really disturbing. Because when I was 14, I said some stupid things. I mean, I've said stupid things now, but when you're 14, you're not, you know, the case really disturbs me. But the coincidence is I bought this audible book this morning. I hadn't even listened to it yet. I was going to listen to your podcast first, and I started listening to it. The book is called A Conversation with the Man. It's about a black comedian named Jackie Mann who grew up, you know, in the days of the real races, you know, between the 30s to the 50s when America was almost as bad as the Nazis, just not quite sent him to the chambers. But anyway, he's telling a story about why he didn't fight these group of white people that were calling him because of he brought up the case of that Emmett Till case. And I just thought it was strange that I'd never heard of the case. And in 5 of an hour, but he mentioned Money, Alabama, and I thought that sounded familiar. And then he goes into the same story about the Emmett Till case. So I just thought that was a strange coincidence that between your show and this Audible book I bought this morning, they mentioned it. So
I think it's Money, Mississippi.
No, Money, Alabama, I believe it was. Okay. Oh, it is Money, Mississippi. You're right. But anyway.
It's funny how that is. Or maybe it's just one of those things like where if you get a new car or you all of a sudden
you
get your eyes on a car, you start seeing them everywhere. So it could be one of those things. Maybe you'd heard of it before, but it never really stuck. There's also that
possibility. Right. And the other thing, the last comment was about your last comment about why marijuana can't be legalized is, you know, I would love to get up and get in the front of I'd go post and protest every day at the courthouse, but people's jobs depend on, you know, such a taboo thing that, you smoke marijuana, you're going to get fired from your job.
Yeah.
That prevents people from being able to speak out unless you happen to be self-employed or,
that's true.
You know.
People are scared. They're intimidated by all the stupid consequences that will possibly happen to them if they are outed as marijuana users. And I suppose even if they aren't marijuana users, or even if they don't want to come out as a marijuana user, they could still speak out against prohibition, but maybe they don't want to be labeled as a possible marijuana user, and so they're just too afraid to even do that.
But, you know, if you went to work with alcohol in your breath all the time, I think you'd probably have just as bad, if not worse, a stigma because, you know, people don't want to work with drunks and they don't want to hire drunks.
Yeah, that's true, Wayne, but he's talking about just coming out in favor of ending prohibition. I mean, that if you come out of the closet as a marijuana smoker, the consequences could be much greater than somebody who works at a job saying, yeah, I drink at home.
But you know what?
It's not going to get you fired.
Sure, but I'm not a marijuana smoker, but I talk with people a lot and I tell them that I don't agree with the prohibition of marijuana, even though I don't do it myself because of principle. And I think if you express it that way and you qualify it, then it shouldn't be a problem with most people.
Yeah, my mom lives in Mexico right now, and she even wrote me an email the other day that the way to get rid of the violence in Mexico is to legalize drugs in the U.S. She just can't believe that the U.S., the cops think they're so needed that we'll have chaos if we don't have, you know, them and all their rules and regulations. But I just think it's, you know, just an amazing, you know, we're supposed to be the land of the free. And to me, alcohol is 100 times worse for the body and you can't function. I know some drunks that how they keep a job and drive is amazing, you know.
Well, there was a period in the 80s and early 90s where the whole war on drugs really took off. And a lot of politicians were on running for office saying, we're going to hire more cops. We're going to hire more cops and more judges and put these drug traffickers away and these drug dealers. And you know, I used to do volunteer work in South Central Los Angeles back in the early 90s. And I remember talking to this lady one time, and we were talking about the violence down there and everything. She starts telling me how, you know, the government's bringing the drugs and the high-powered weapons in. And, you know, But she said it with such conviction. She looked me right in the eyes, so I couldn't deny it, even though part of me was a little voice inside me saying, well, I don't know about that. And then about a year later or so, there was an article in the San Jose Mercury News called, I think it was called Unholy Alliance by Gary Webb, where he pretty much documented the whole thing. And, I mean, I was so shocked about it. But, again, this is another example of problem, reaction, solution, where you know, they create a problem, and then they get everybody in an uproar, and then they ride in as the saviors with a solution, the laws. So the war on drugs, really.
Right. The Patriot Act was introduced, what, it's 1,700 pages. I might be wrong on that, 1,400. I don't know. Some inordinate amount of pages. It was introduced, what, 3 days after 9/11? So,
the shelf.
You have to check my facts on this. It may be 4 days or something like that. But it was very quick, and it was all ready to go. And it makes you wonder, how did they write that up? That quick.
They didn't. They had it going all along. It was like this thick. I've seen it, you know. So a lot of these things we've experienced, you always have to watch out when they're getting everybody afraid, you know. There was a lot of drive-by shootings in the L.A. area when I lived there, and so everybody was afraid. And so everybody wanted more cops on the streets, and look what happened. They begged for tyranny, and they got it.
Corby, any other thoughts?
And that's it. Thanks for everything you do.
Yep, appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So from Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, cdevolution.org, I think the site's been redesigned within the last couple weeks. There's our buddy Sovereign Curtis is up there smiling at you at the top of the page when you visit cdevolution.org. Of course, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund set up to support those liberty activists who are out there on the streets doing civil disobedience and non-cooperation and standing up for liberty in a way that most people are unable to for whatever reason. They've got families, they've got other things that they have to deal with that they're just not – the time is not now for most people to do civil disobedience. So there's a select few that can and do, and they deserve our support. That's what I think. At least that's one of the reasons why I'm one of the board members of the CD Evolution Fund. And Jason Talley is our executive director over there, and he's doing a great job of kind of putting everything together and putting up fresh blog posts. And now he's doing the calendar, which I think is going to be really useful, where he's keeping track of all the different trials and court appearances that the civilly disobedient folks are going to, which is a great thing because until the CD Evolution Fund, there was no real one central location that people could go to learn about what's coming up. When is Sovereign Curtis going to have his trial? Where is it going to be? All the details that you need to know, you're going to be able to find over at cdevolution.org. And we want to focus on New Hampshire because New Hampshire activists, because it's New Hampshire where the action is. That's where the real primary level of civil disobedience is in the liberty movement. But we're starting to see it pop up elsewhere. And one of them, one of the activists that's doing some civil disobedience is a guy named Seth King. He's the creator of the Daily Anarchist, which is, I think, his blog site over at dailyanarchist.com. And he's a future New Hampshire mover. So one of the reasons why he's getting the attention here by CD Evolution, I think, is because he is a Free State Project participant. He plans on making the move to New Hampshire. Which may mean that I don't know if I agree necessarily with his choice to do civil disobedience in this case, because, well, if you step out of line and you just pop your head up above the waves and you don't live in New Hampshire, it can be a lot more difficult to give you any level of support.
Yeah, it can really put a crimp in your moving.
But some people, they just get fed up. They get sick and tired of what the state government people are doing or the feds are doing, and they decide, I can't wait. I want to make a stand now for whatever it's worth. And so he wrote about his decision to allow his driver's license to expire. He's being very public about it with a letter to the editor published in the Auburn Journal and a blog post. So we are going to share Seth's thoughts on why it is he is taking this step, why it is that he is letting his government identification expire, not renewing it, and presumably will continue transporting himself with some sort of automotive method.
Yeah, one would think.
So we'll get to his post here in a little bit. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, because I do like to talk about civil disobedience wherever it's happening. I happen to find it an incredibly powerful way to get people talking about ideas of liberty. More coming up. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today. Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us, including our listening options. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. And they both run around the clock. So you can listen to the latest episode for free there at listen.freetalklive.com.
Antiwar.com, your source for anti-war news and views for 15 years, is having their quarterly pledge drive. This is the kind of organization where if you don't give, they don't exist. Jason Osborne from SACL CAI knows this, and that's why he's donated his live read time to antiwar.com. You can strike a blow against the empire and give to antiwar.com. Just go to antiwar.com/donate. They've got a telephone number there if you prefer to use the phone. It's antiwar.com/donate.
All right, so here we are. We're going to continue your phone calls, and then coming up we'll give you Seth King's reasons that he is not renewing his driver's license. And presumably we'll continue to to drive from point A to point B, at least until they throw him in a cage. Let's go first, though, to Nathan calling somewhere in New Hampshire. Nathan, where are you at in New Hampshire?
Oh, I'm in Keene.
Oh, okay, very good. You're listening to LRN.FM. What's on your mind tonight?
The Federal Reserve Board is on my mind tonight.
All right, what about them?
Well, they're a really terrifying entity, and the way they came into being is really kind of scary, and the way they exist and they're treated in the media and society, just terrifying.
What do you mean by that? Terrifying in what way?
First off, they're not a federal organization. It's a private organization. But they're always mentioned right after a federal, after the Senate or after the Congress or after some sort of thing that's serious.
Well, they do have an agreement with the federal government to basically fund them when they can't get loans from anywhere else.
And the president...
Oh, no, they're the ones who make the money for everything.
Oh, yes.
They're the bankers that took over.
Oh.
And that the government is actually kind of indebted to.
Oh, no, absolutely. I agree with you completely, and that's because they are the exclusive provider of money for the government. Yeah.
And that fateful Christmas, or was it New Year's Eve, or I think it was Christmas Eve when they actually voted on it, and they voted to waive the quorum rule, and there were only a few of them that voted on it. And then
who's them?
I think it was the Senate. Wasn't it the Senate?
Yeah.
And most of them went away for Christmas vacation, and just a couple of them remained behind, and they voted to waive the quorum rules, because the quorum rule says you've got to have X number of people there in order to form a quorum so that you can legally vote on something. So they waived that, and there were maybe three or five of them, not many, that hung behind and voted it in. And then I can't believe that nobody, they didn't come back and repeal it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, the thing that's terrifying me now, they're talking about after our economic downfall we have, they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again by giving more control to the Fed.
Exactly.
But they're having them control Wall Street. But Wall Street is the Fed.
Yeah, well, there's
largely that's true.
Yeah, it's a very incestuous relationship. And, you hear pro-Fed cheerleaders in the media talking about how, things were so unstable, that's why we had to form the Fed. No, a small group of bankers were the ones
They were unstable, but they were unstable so they could make the Fed.
Well, exactly. What they did is, like, the Panic of 1907 was orchestrated by the big banks who wanted a central bank.
Because if they have the central bank, then they control pretty much everything at that point. I mean, what is it?
You have to have a central bank to control fiat currency.
Yeah, he who controls the money need not worry about what laws are passed, et cetera. I mean, you literally are in control. So while they aren't a federal government organization per se, they are intrinsically tied in with and work together with the federal government.
The head guy is appointed by the federal
Yep, that's true.
Government, but that's about it. I mean, it's a private organization.
Yeah, among a pool of people that are in that little club. So,
And what was really interesting is the way that they started. There's a great book called The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I highly recommend it.
The Creature from Jekyll Island is a tome. I mean, it is incredibly difficult book to get through. It's academic.
But rewarding.
What's that?
Rewarding.
What about Dishonest Money, though?
Yeah,
Mark?
Dishonest Money. I find, it's a book that written by Joe Plummer. I find it to be sort of a primer on The Creature from Jekyll Island, because if you hand The Creature from Jekyll Island to someone, you might as well be asking them to read Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Leviticus. I mean, it's that difficult to get through. Whereas somebody can get through the 180 pages, maybe 200 pages, something like that of Dishonest Money. Understand the basics of the monetary system without having to invest all that time.
The other thing the Federal Reserve has that is a little unusual for the average bank is that they, and of course you could argue that all the banks are essentially extensions of it, but nonetheless they have the federal government going around and crushing their competition. Nathan, are you aware of the Liberty Dollar?
Yes. Yes,
so,
I am.
So you're familiar that the federal government basically went in and stole all the gold and silver from the folks doing the Liberty Dollar and essentially ruined their business and stole money from all the people that stole the metals, precious metals, that were backing the thousands of certificates that were out there for the Liberty Dollar. And so basically, if you get too competitive, if you come up with an alternative currency and you start to become a threat, even the, just to show up on their radar, because the Liberty Dollar wasn't exactly a huge threat, but they were the biggest of all, then they'll do whatever they can to take you out. And those folks are still facing criminal charges now.
Another thing that's interesting about the currency, you go back to the late 1800s, there was in the East Coast and in the Boston area a pair of lawyers who tried to get the federal government to allow them to go through the proper channels and ask politely and put in all the paperwork signed and stamped to make their own currency, because you should be able to.
Mm-hmm.
And across the country in California, our only emperor, Emperor Norton I, Emperor of America and Protectorate of Mexico, simply made his own money and traded it. And people thought it was hilarious, and it's the only other currency that's been freely exchangeable in the United States.
I'm not familiar. Emperor Norton?
About this.
Emperor Norton, yeah.
And when was this? At what time?
It was like during Mark Twain's time.
Oh, okay. Huh. And how did that turn out for him?
He died. He got a massive funeral paid for by the city with a big procession. He's got a big monument out there. Yeah, it turned out pretty well for Emperor Norton.
I think one of the most important things we can do, I think the Federal Reserve is a huge issue, and one of the most important things we can do is come up with alternative currencies, and preferably decentralized alternative currencies, to where...
And also, in Ithaca, New York, they're doing a lot of stuff. They came up with their own barter currency within the community.
Yeah,
I think there are a number of communities that are trying to get that going.
Yep, that's the Ithaca Hour. It's time-based, and some folks would point out that it's not quite as good of an idea for an alternative currency as maybe precious metals-based. But, hey, I'll support anything that it competes with the Federal Reserve, as far as I'm concerned, is a good thing, whether it's ours or silver or whatever they can get out there. Banana peels, I don't care if it holds value, which banana peels don't. But if it does.
You could at least use them for composting. They're more valuable for composting than dollar bills.
But we need to see more alternative currencies happening, and it's a good thing you're in New Hampshire, Nathan, and that you're concerned with this, because we've got liberty-minded folks that are coming in here as part of the Free State Project, and there are at least two alternative currencies out there right now that are being put together. There's the Shire Silver folks, and there's also Toscash, and so there's a couple different models that are already being experimented with. I wouldn't say either of them have really taken off at this point, but they're brand new. So hopefully we'll see more innovation like that. And if we can get New Hampshire to secede, then that'll probably make things a little easier for people to get in and start competing in the world of alternative currencies. I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford, AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking,
how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment?
Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours for free. Last week's worth right there at the top of the page. Click into the archives section and go all the way back to late 2006, all courtesy of HostGator.
Right, HostGator's a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. It doesn't matter whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. You can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. If you use that portal, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. So it's important to do that. HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
Over at CDEvolution.org, there's a story up thanks to Jason Talley, the head of the organization over there, the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And he's talking about somebody who is, I guess, intending to move to New Hampshire. I'm not sure how much more difficult his choice is going to make that move, because he is deciding that he doesn't want to wait until he moves to New Hampshire before he begins civil disobedience. I tend to recommend against this particular tactic if you're planning on making the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, if you're going to join together with hundreds of other like-minded people and be an activist for liberty. Why would you want to start on doing such taking? Why would you want to take such risks without having a support network? CD Evolution is only going to be able to do so much for Seth, but we're promoting him and getting the word out about what he's doing. And this is a fairly unpopular form of civil disobedience, but nonetheless, I think it deserves to be mentioned, because I support it. And I wish more people did have the courage that Seth King has here. It's, he writes.
You support it. I'm not of the opinion that driver's license, civil disobedience, is probably the best place to start. I don't think that the people understand that particular issue very well.
I think
you're
right. I think they don't understand it at all. But nonetheless, everybody's got their issue. There's something that the government does that just ticks them off so much that they say, in this case, I don't want to have your government papers anymore. I'm just because I don't have, I haven't renewed my driver's license doesn't mean I'm not a safe driver. So I think that, logic is certainly on his side. It's just emotion that is going to get in people's way as to it's basically the slave on slave mentality here. We'll touch on that here in a moment. Let me read his explanation. This is what he wrote up on his blog over at dailyanarchist.com. Well, today is my birthday as well as the day that my driver's license expires. I have to say, it feels quite liberating to soon be exercising my liberty without permission. In taking Gandhi's advice, I decided to be open about my disobedience, and indeed he wrote a letter to the Auburn Journal. I guess that's the area in which he lives. Gandhi says that civil disobedience should never be something that is kept secret or hidden from the authorities. I want the world to know that my conscience is clean and that if any crime gets committed, it will have been the state who holds the guilt. Last week, I wrote a letter to the editor of my local newspaper explaining my actions. My mother also forwarded the letter to many of her friends. Soon thereafter, she received several emails warning her that she should discourage me from civil disobedience. And that's what most mothers would do, I think. She was warned that young men get raped and beaten in jail. Another noted that if I were to get
in California, I mean, I don't know what it's like. It's certainly a very big state.
Is Auburn in California? I guess. Yeah. I was confused.
It's Northern California.
Okay, gotcha. Another noted that if I were to get into an accident, that I would most likely be the one found guilty simply for lacking permission to drive in the first place. Secondly, if the accident were bad, I could potentially spend years in prison. Others, including many commenters online, and there are some nasty comments on this newspaper article, this letter to the editor that he wrote, those commenters online figured I hadn't fully thought this through. Rest assured, I've thought all of this through. I've spent the last 8 or so months considering all of this. I'm well aware of the violence I am facing and the difficulties in life that accompany not having permission to drive. I'm thankful that people close to me have warned me against my actions. It means they care, and what's more, it means they're thinking. But I cannot help to notice that in all the warnings I've received, there was never a moral argument against it. Nobody defended the current government monopoly of transportation or licensure in general. Every argument made was to dissuade me was an argument based in fear. Essentially, I was told I should continue obeying an immoral, dangerous, and inefficient system simply because of the repercussions I will face if I do not.
Perhaps. And that would be my suggestion, too. I mean, my recommendations are based on fear for his well-being.
Perhaps it is my faith in God or the knowledge that millions of men and women throughout the history of the world have risked everything for a little more freedom that prevents me from kowtowing to a system I no longer consider legitimate. Whatever force that may be motivating me, I pray I have the strength and endurance to persevere through the coming storm that is facing me and the world in general.
So he mentions that men and women have faced down their fears for a little bit more freedom in the past. And I think that it seems to me the most important bits of civil disobedience out there have been about seeing some kind of change that people could get on board with, publicizing it, making it make sense for people. And I don't know that the idea of choosing not to get a driver's license makes sense to people. They just don't understand why it is.
Because they've been beaten into submission by the state. I mean, they've been told that, well, if you don't have our little permission slip, then you're a bad driver. And there's scary laws out there that are intimidating people into obeying. I mean, it's really this mentality of obedience, that if you aren't obedient, if you aren't one of the pack, if you don't do as everyone else does, then you're a troublemaker and you're a problem in society. And it's,
I think
it's
that you'd likely see licensure in a private market, free market situation. People would want to know whether someone is competent enough to operate a motor vehicle. And, government.
Yeah, but that's not what this is about.
It would probably be optional, just like certification in some industries is optional, just to show that maybe you're more qualified than somebody else. In a truly private kind of anarcho-capitalist society, some people would have no driver's licenses, but that's how it was 150 years ago, too. Of course, cars weren't as fast, but they were also far less safe, too.
Well, I would think that if somebody in a free market world were driving dangerously, it wouldn't matter whether they had a license or not, right? I mean, you're driving dangerously.
Yeah, I don't think a driver's license is a disincentive to drive or an incentive to drive more safely. I think driving safely is an incentive in itself.
Well, anyone that's ever taken, at least in Florida, which is where I took the driver's test, I don't know what it's like in the other 49 states, but anyone who's ever taken the test down in Florida knows it's a flippin' joke.
Indeed.
You can be a monkey and be blindfolded and pass that test.
Sure. Most of your learning how to drive is based on getting on the road and learning how to drive with other drivers around.
But, you know, in those tests, it's just a couple basic things, the numbers that you have to memorize. When I moved down to Florida, I had to get my Florida license and I had to go through the test. And I sat there and I read the manual for maybe 15 minutes and I went and took the test and passed and got my license.
Yeah, I mean the whole thing's a bit the whole thing is just a money making scam. That's not just about money; it's also about obedience, because it's very important for the state government people to have you having their permission slip card. They use this card for a number of things. It's not just drivers. I mean, it's going to be hard for Seth to buy alcohol now because a lot of cases
he may not drink it.
But you know what I'm saying? A lot of people do drink alcohol, sure. And I think it's fair to presume that he may have the occasional drink.
How about using a credit card? I mean, a lot of times store clerks will ask you to see your ID regarding your credit card.
Is a store clerk checking an age on a driver's license in that case? I don't think so, or an expiration.
Generally.
He could still keep his old license if he wanted to and maybe still get away with
it. It's not valid, though. It's not valid.
Well, that's just it. There are only some cases in which
getting on a plane without a license could be very difficult.
It's possible, though, I think, still. I think that's still possible to do today.
I did it.
When?
Just about a month ago.
Okay, so there you go. So it's not going to make life impossible for Seth, but it is going to make things more difficult. And he may very well be looking at some jail time. I know that up here, if you get a certain repeat offender status, they'll start putting you in for, you know, mandatory minimums for driving around. It's crazy, the draconian level of punishment that they throw at people who have not put anyone else in danger. You go and you talk to anybody that's spent any time in jail for driving while suspended or, you know, restricted driving, etc., whatever, breaking some sort of silly nonsense driving rule. It's not because they put people in danger. It's because they didn't renew in time, or they didn't renew and then they kept driving when they were told not to, or whatever. They never actually hurt anybody. It's just that it's all about obedience. And I say congratulations to Seth for being willing to stand up for that. I think it's a mistake to do it in California.
Well, there's so many more things you can do civil disobedience for here at New Hampshire.
More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com. For world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it's soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top of the line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features we have there for you, including the various different things, everything from our bulletin board system to the chat room. And there's a lot of different ways to get interactive with other listeners. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on the more on the air and more markets and bring Free Talk Live to more ears on the internet. There's a whole list of things over at promote.freetalklive.com. So one of our listeners, at least, yeah, I think he's – pretty sure he's a listener, Seth King over from DailyAnarchist.com, writing about his choice, his decision to let the driver's license that he had in California expire. And it's an incredibly risky form of civil disobedience. I mean, it is likely in not too short an order going to – or not too long of an order of time going to get him pulled over. And probably first thing that's going to happen is he's likely going to have his car impounded, which is going to be pretty expensive because then you've got to pay hundreds of dollars to get the car out of the impound lot. And likely some of that money is going to go to the very government that he doesn't want to support.
Indeed.
So you pretty much got to be prepared to lose your car in advance if you're going to do something like this. And so presuming he pays to get the car out of the impound lot, then he's already, you know, putting money in the government's pocket. I don't know what it costs to renew the driver's license down there in Florida. It's like $10. So you're giving more money to the state in that particular instance. So if it can't be about money. It can't be about the paying of money to the state. It has to be about the obedience and how crushing that feels for
Right, and I think you could do far more by getting a horse and, you know, riding. I'm not kidding you. I think you can ride the horse. You can explain to people why you ride the horse. You can engage people in conversation.
Do you need horse insurance for that?
I don't think so.
And you could get a wagon, too. You could get a horse and wagon like the old days and go around with the horse and wagon just as if you're in a car. Or you could ride a bicycle and put some signs on it and start conversations with people.
Right, bicycle. Indeed, a bicycle, is a way to get is certainly an effective way to get around without having a driver's license. It doesn't cause the stir that a horse would. And there's many laws that surround riding a horse that you have rights that the vehicles don't have. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible to do this in modern society. I think it'd be very odd, but if you decide to give up your driver's license, you're going to think every time you get into the automobile, do I need to make this trip? Is this a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't need to make those decisions on a bicycle or a horse, although you would make them in different ways because you'd be out in the hot sun for however long, for the ride. So it's,
Yeah, the horse is a great idea if you're in a position to be able to keep a horse. It's your property or a neighbor's property or friend's property.
If you're not in a position to keep a horse, then are you in a position – is anybody in a position not to have a driver's license? I mean, all you're going to be doing is getting stopped all the time. For one, if you don't have a driver's license, what are you doing putting a license plate on your car? I mean, where's your morals? Where's your principles?
Well, we don't know if he's going to remove a license plate.
He hasn't mentioned that.
That may expire at a different time than his, right. than his driver's license.
I'm just saying, if you're trying to take some kind of moral stand on
licensure – You need to go all the way.
Right. Take the plate off your car. Make sure that you get stopped every time you take a trip. Make sure your car gets towed every time. Make sure it gets impounded every time.
Well, now, okay, yes, it's incredibly risky. All that's true. But nonetheless, there are some interesting stories, some interesting characters out there, people. Steve Jobs from Apple. Have you heard about this?
No.
He has, some fancy car, right? I don't know what it is. Something really expensive. And he has no license plate on his car. The man just drives around everywhere with no license plate.
Hey, well, he's a billionaire. He can get away with it.
Okay, maybe that's the case, but I
how do you know this?
I saw it somewhere.
There's, do too, actually. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
there was an article about that. So, and then you hear people that would, like, for instance, Seth wrote this letter to the editor of the local newspaper there in Northern California, and the comment section is just peppered with angry people.
Sure.
And, you need to reconsider. Don't do this. You're going to get hurt, etc. All this stuff. Like, and then of course people calling him an idiot and all kinds of names. But then at the very bottom, there's one of those freedom to travel folks pops their head up. Guy writes and he says, "Seth, welcome home to the freedom that our forebears fought so valiantly for. I've been without the driver's license and all that goes with it for over 30 years. Never been raped or bothered in jail. As a matter of fact, I've made some real good friends in there and helped them to understand what the beast is up to. Many are now grounded with good logic rather than just angry over being aggressed against. I'm sure that you're going to be having lots of animated conversations with many who think you are a fool. I think you've got your head on rather straight. Now, I hope you understand the money issue that goes along with it and are in the process of sending that Social Security number back to the owners of it." He goes on to give him his email address in case he, wants any assistance at this, and claims that he has had over 150 citations and counting since May of 1988. Two municipal judges got so angry with me they stroked out. I've only been to jail for non-payment once, and I've got another muni trial set for September 27th at 11 a.m. Had two different muni judges tell me to get the F word out of their courtroom. I laughed and left because I knew it was my courtroom. Am I having fun or what? Now, it's interesting when you hear these, when you come across these people and their claims, because they always seem so amazing and so unbelievable.
Right, right.
And the guy did give his email address for what that's worth, so folks, Seth could contact him if he wanted to and see if he could verify what he's saying here. Because if what he's saying is true, then it would behoove somebody like Seth or anybody doing this kind of disobedience
to learn
about it.
Most of the people that do this kind of disobedience and call in and advocate this kind of disobedience usually want to get your address so they can send you some mimeographed copies of this stuff, this rambling stuff. And, it's... It's not online. It's not documented. It's not videotaped. I mean, this guy at least is talking about how many citations he's had.
Hmm. I'd like to see some documents. I'd like to see some evidence. But then you go and if you get even further into get up here to New Hampshire. I was at the Live for Your Die Fest over the weekend in Jaffrey, New Hampshire, and I ran into somebody, and I don't know if I should reveal who he is. But the guy's got credibility with me. I know his son, and I've met this man before. And this man says he has not paid property taxes in 29 years. In addition, he also does not have a government driver's license. And I don't know for how many years he hasn't. I don't recall how many years he has not had it, but I believe it is a number of years. And he has managed to continue living his life and driving from point A to point B. I don't know if he's just gotten lucky. I don't know what all the details are. I didn't have time to get into a whole lot of, you know, detail as far as, well, how do you do this? What's the deal?
Yeah.
But the guy has credibility, unlike the anonymous commenting guy here on this this forum. So there are
honestly, the anonymous commenting guy, at least his story rings true to me.
Yeah.
It's there's some real crackpot stuff out there where, you know, they talk about you have to write on the car that this is a vessel. It is not an automobile. It is not a conveyance. It is, you know, they cover it in these incantations in order to ward off the evil spirits of the deputies or whatever it is that they're doing. I mean, there's some crazy stuff out there, and
What's true, what's not?
You know, California was the Wild West at one time, and I remember when I lived out there, I saw some evidence of some final vestiges of that, in that I did know a few people out there who didn't drive with a license. They had no license and for many years, and they got away with it. There was even one ex-cop who did.
That's awesome.
Which is interesting. And one time when I sold one of my cars to a guy I knew, we went to the bank to get the money, you know, because he was going to pay me. And actually, the bank representative there asked him for his Social Security number because they didn't have it on file, because when he had opened up the account sometime in the early 80s or late 70s, it wasn't even required to give a Social Security number to the bank.
Wow. That's fantastic.
And then he had never been back, you know, close enough with a rep to actually, you know, get cornered to have to give it. So he had to give his Social Security number right in front of me when he got his money for the car. But yeah, I think that there were, anyway, when I was there, people who did drive with no licenses and seemed to get by, because I think the cops just gave up because they must have had some kind of paper trail or some procedure where they weren't getting arrested and fined after a while.
Well, with this guy, clearly they're continuing to go after him, as he says, over 150 citations since May of 1988. So his refusal to bow down to the system hasn't stopped them from aggressing. But
what amazes me, though, on this is what happens to this guy's car. This is where the real money comes in.
Yeah.
How
many times has it been impounded?
Right. When they take this guy in, and it sounds like they're throwing him in jail, even though he's not getting sentenced to jail. He's going to jail until his arraignment or whatever.
He says he's only been to jail for non-payment once.
Oh, by the way.
He's only been to jail for non-payment once. But he's been talking about, you know, how he's been to jail several times, hasn't been raped or whatever. And it's, it's scary stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to bring up something about Michael Badnarik's book when we come back.
All right, we'll do that here. Hour number 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. If you've got the itch to do civil disobedience, I highly recommend you somehow get here to New Hampshire and then do it here where you can at least have some folks backing you up. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go. And then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.